Yeah. That's right. Cindy requested some Bruce for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. You know, this is how I discovered Courtney Cox. Saw this video and said she needs to be Monica. Rachel was Aniston, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I know that because I created Friends. I don't know if you know that or not, Dan.
I remember you telling us about that.
The monkey was my idea. Maurice, what was his name?
Marcel.
Who?
Marcel.
Oh, Marcel?
Marcel.
Marcel. As in the...
Marcel Marceau,
oh, the mime. Okay, yeah.
I mean, you would know better than
yeah.
I would.
Well, the monkey was my idea, and the leather pants episode. That was my idea.
The legendary pivot episode. You were helping.
Sure. Yeah, that episode.
You were helping Mike View move into a new apartment.
That's what happened.
You couldn't get the couch up. You kept telling him to pivot. And
pivot. That was hot. That's right. Right. Yeah. My idea, though, that I was most happy about, that they cast Ron Liebman.
Right. Is it true that originally it was just a vehicle for Ron Liebman and
it
then
was.
The network changed it and that's why you left?
That's exactly why I left. I wanted the entire show to be about Ron Liebman's character. I didn't even want any of the young people in it. Just wanted it to be about who's dad? What is it? Rachel?
Rachel's, yeah.
I wanted it to be about Rachel's dad. It was actually a series about Rachel's doctor. He's a doctor, right?
Correct.
Right. Doctor, his doctor dad. Her doctor, her dad. Yeah.
Do you have just named it Liebman?
Liebman. That's right. Or Kaz, too, because he was in a show called Kaz.
So he would have become a doctor after being a lawyer?
After being in prison, because that was you guys, nobody remembers Kaz. I'm like the only person in the world.
Sure, Rob Liebman.
Ron Liebman, who's an awesome actor.
He remembers Kaz.
Yes, he does, probably very fondly. I believe he was nominated for an Emmy for it.
Wow.
But the only other person that remembers it is my friend Scott Oaken, who wrote a play called Toast of the Town and threw in 9,000 Ron Liebman and Kaz references. And we actually made them work. Because I was like, that's too insane. Nobody's going to know what that is. But if you establish the running gag, even if you don't know what Kaz is, but you explain it early on, you could make it work. And we got laughs on it. Every Kaz reference got a laugh.
Oh, well, that's good.
After, like, setting it up. It took us to, we had to explain what Kaz was.
Did you have to write it in the program?
No. Well.
There's going to be a bunch of jokes about this show.
About this show
Kaz?
That six people watched. But no, the reason why is because the villain of the piece is this actor, and he's obsessed with Ron Liebman, which is fine if you're an actor because the guy's won Tonys, he's done a lot of stage work, and he's been in a lot of movies, and has been critically acclaimed. He's seriously a great actor. But he loves him for the show Kaz, and so this stupid show from the 70s that he did. So we explain what Kaz is, and every time there's a Kaz reference, it got a laugh. So you can make those kind of things work. You can't.
Okay.
You can make obscure references funny to everybody. And those seriously, Full Houses, the Kaz and Ron Liebman references would kill every night. And I would just sit in the back go, yeah, Kaz. Why isn't Kaz on Antenna TV? I'm going to write the people in Antenna TV. Andy Herman. I'm going to get a hold of Andy Herman and tell him to get on the ball and get Kaz back on television. It was on for two seasons, in like the 77 or 78. It was fantastic. He was a criminal. He got thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Kaczynski was his name. And he got that name, but they called him Kaz. So he's in jail, and he studies the law while he's in jail. He gets out of jail, becomes a lawyer.
Right.
And becomes the greatest lawyer of all time. He would do stuff like if, let's say, he had one of his clients was accused of, like, stealing a car. He'd go, Judge, they said that the car was stolen in under 40, you know, in under 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Let's go outside right now, and I will prove to you that a car can be stolen in less than 2 minutes and 47 seconds. And he'd hotwire a car. He would do stuff like that. He would take his criminal knowledge as a criminal, and he would use it as Kaz the attorney. You seem fascinated by this.
It sounds like such a great show.
It was the best. It was on CBS, and that was when he and his wife basically were the hottest thing on CBS. I believe they were on both on Sunday nights because he was in Kaz, and she was Alice, Linda Lavin. So they owned it. They were the power couple of the 70s and of CBS.
And now he's just Rachel's dad.
Kaz and Alice. He's Rachel's dad.
Yeah.
The guy's won Tony Awards. He played Roy Cohn in Angels in America. He's an amazing actor. And he was the doctor in that precious movie with Zach Graff, The Garden State. The doctor in Garden State. You want to see a great performance by Ron Liebman? Rent the movie Night Falls on Manhattan with Andy Garcia. Unbelievable performance. Ron Liebman's a supporting performance in that movie. Amazing. Amazing. But if you really want to see quintessential Ron Liebman, Kaz.
Is that out on DVD?
It should be.
Is there a box set?
I want it. Kaz rules. Nobody remembers Kaz but me. I'm so sad that nobody likes Kaz.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wonder if Kaz, if the theme from Kaz is available on, like, YouTube or anything. I'm trying to remember.
I mean, somebody else probably
Has to be someone out there in the world has to. He plays drums, too, by the way.
Does he play them in the theme?
Well,
like, is he playing?
Yeah, this is it. God, I totally remember this. This is Kaz.
No, but do you see him?
You see him play drums, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a man of many talents.
He's Kaz! How can people not want it? You listen to this theme.
So I'm imagining in this, there's footage of him, like, turning, like, no, like, to the juries.
Oh, yeah. There's footage of him in jail. There's footage of him playing drums. There's footage of him in court.
Yeah.
Because he's Kaz, man!
Right. Ron Liebman.
Ron Liebman
Kaz.
Is Kaz. That's right. I'm telling you. This is the best show ever. Is anybody... Can we just get Rich back and tell him to get MeTV on the horn? Can we call Rich back, wake him up again?
Sure, I'm sure he would not mind.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind. He was only on the show 2.5 hours ago. How come he can't be sleeping?
He's so hyped up.
About Kaz, the possibility of getting Kaz on MeTV.
He heard you. He was sleeping.
But he heard me.
He heard Kaz and then woke up and went, what about Kaz?
He's going to go to Neil Saban in a couple hours and just be like, dude, I had the craziest dream last night.
Kaz. Do you remember Kaz?
MeTV needs to show Kaz.
So does MTV.
Yeah. All channels. There should be a Kaz 24-hour network.
I don't know how that would work if there was only so many seasons.
Two seasons. Just show them on a loop.
Oh, gosh.
Kaz, man. Does anybody else remember Kaz? Am I seriously the only person that remembers Kaz? I don't understand this. Oh, man. Wish my friend Scott Ogan was awake. He'd call in. We'd start doing dialogue from different episodes of Kaz.
Oh, boy.
You gotta admit, it's a great idea for a show. Guy goes to jail. Studies the law, comes out as a lawyer, uses his knowledge of crime to win cases.
Mm-hmm. All I can think of, I don't know why, is a caveman lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yes, unfrozen caveman.
The great, what do I know? I'm just a caveman.
It reminds me of that.
Phil Hartman. That's one of my favorite characters. Unfrozen caveman lawyer. Oh, but what do I? I'm afraid of fire. What do I know? I invented the wheel. Phil Hartman was one of those. Phil Hartman, my favorite cast member ever, Kaz member ever of SNL. But he didn't have a lot of those like quotable characters because he was a utility guy. He was the guy that you put him in every scene. He was good, but he also had the anal retentive chef.
Yes,
which was fantastic. What were some? I mean, not besides impressions, because we all know he did great impressions. But did he see? He didn't have a lot of recurring.
Oh, like when he played Ed McMahon,
right? That's an impression, though. See, Ed McMahon, and you got Clinton, but outside of that, you know, Sinatra. But outside of that, he really didn't have a lot of catchphrases. You know, like especially somebody like Lovitz. Lovitz had 50 million catchphrases while he was there, and so did Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
And here's Phil Hartman. He shows up in a scene and he acts.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
That's what I'm saying. But that's one of the reasons why he was so great. He was so insanely versatile.
The only three listed on Wikipedia are the interruptive chef, Don Frozen Caveman Lawyer, and Eugene.
Eugene?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Eugene, the anal retentive lawyer.
Oh, chef.
Yeah, chef.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, you know, before we get out of here, Esmeralda, I'm going to share with you some tips on how to clean your house fast when company's coming over.
So burn the house down?
In my case, that would be the best bet. Or bar the door. Like, you can't get in. I'm watching Kaz. You're not allowed in the apartment.
You immediately go, I'm watching Kaz, and then they just turn right around.
Do you know what I'm doing for the week off? I'm going to hunt down Kaz. I'm going to find Kaz, and I'm going to watch nothing but Kaz for the 6 nights I'm off.
You should find Ron Liebman.
Are you kidding me? I would love to find Ron Liebman.
Go find him, and then make him do episodes of Kaz.
Have him come to my apartment. I'll clean it because I'm going to know how to clean my apartment fast because right. Ron Liebman's on his way over.
Mm-hmm.
I should still have his contact info from when I hired him for Friends.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You know, when he was on the set of Friends, all I did was pepper him with questions about Kaz. He was like, could you stop, please? And I was like, no, I have to ask you more about Kaz.
I'm Rachel's dad now.
I don't care about that. I care about Kaz. All right. Aren't you glad I'm going on vacation, Esmeralda?
What? So you can't hear any more Kaz talk?
Well, mate, you know what? I'm going to call Noonan up, and I'm going to make him do Kaz-related items throughout the entire week when I'm off.
It's going to be Kaz week.
Kaz week. Kaz week on the Nick D Show. The ratings will skyrocket.
We're actually just going to show episodes of Kaz. You're only going to be able to hear them.
All you hear is audio from Kaz for the next 6 nights that I'm off. Okay. All right, we got to do weather and traffic. Yeah. I knew you were going to do the clap. I was waiting. I knew you were going to do the clap. I clap along to the Kaz music. That's right. Friends, the show about Ron Liebman. About Dr. What's Rachel's last name? Green?
Yes.
Dr. Green. That's the show about Dr. Green and his friend Kaz. All right. And again, nobody remembers Kaz. Not one text.
We did. We got a couple.
Oh, we did? We got some Kaz.
We had so many I didn't have time to print them up for.
Yeah. Thousands of Kaz texts came in.
Are they all texts from Nick?
Yeah, secretly. I had my my phone out
one of them is Nick D and another one is N DiGilio. So.
Oh, no. Completely different people, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not me. Not me at all.
It's your dad.
It's my dad. My dad. He used to watch Kaz with me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You know, Alice is coming back to Antenna TV. They should bring back Kaz and recreate Sunday night, CBS Sunday night.
You should let them know.
All right. I'm going to do that.
Write them a letter. Right.
So, you know, again, I've got a week off.
Yeah.
So I've got time.
You have time to go down to the studios.
I have time to pursue reviving Kaz.
You should go to the station with a PowerPoint presentation.
Of Kaz?
Yeah, as to why Kaz would be a perfect fit.
I'm not kidding when I say I love that show. I am not kidding you. I was like 12, 13.
I don't think we're kidding. I thought you were kidding.
I think we know.
I adored that show. I couldn't wait to watch it every week. I was like, oh, Kaz. I was an unusual kid.
Really?
Yeah. You know, a 13-year-old kid getting excited about Ron Liebman and Kaz, I'd be like, can't wait to watch Kaz. You know, my friends are watching Dukes of Hazzard, and I'm like, no, I didn't see Dukes of Hazzard, but did you see last night's episode of Kaz when he hot-wired the car? It was awesome. All right, you want to know how to clean up your house?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Determine your priorities, which is always important when you're cleaning up, right?
Right.
What do visitors see first? Start there.
Okay.
When focusing on how to clean a house fast, remember to only clean what people will see and use. Mm-hmm. This means floors and the tables in your living room and the sink and the toilet in the bathroom. Skip the shower unless people are staying overnight.
Makes sense.
Close the doors to bedrooms, closets, laundry rooms, or wherever else you can stash stuff in there until everybody leaves.
That's what I did.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, I cleaned my house before I left.
You cleaned your house?
Boston.
before you went to Boston?
Yeah, because my friend was going to come.
Oh, they were going to watch your cat. Yeah.
So I was like, I can't have a dirty house.
No, you can't. You got to clean the house.
Because he'll judge me hard.
Yeah. Make it smell fresh. Even if it's freezing out, crack a few open windows to get rid of any musty smells. Turn on the bathroom fan. Light candles in various rooms to make the place start smelling nice while you clean. To banish kitchen odors, run warm water with half a cup of baking soda down the disposal. Well, you can use baking soda for everything, can't you?
Right. Just cover your house in baking soda.
Just pour baking soda all over the room.
A fine mist of baking soda.
Put baking soda all over the house, and when they come in, act like you're on coke. Hey, welcome to my house. Want to watch Kaz?
I mean, you're asking them to watch Kaz.
You must be on coke if you're asking somebody to watch Kaz. How about hunt and gather? Armed with a trash bag or an empty laundry basket, speed through the high-priority areas to collect clutter. Tidy books and magazines into stacks, or better yet, toss remote controls and similar items into a classy wicker basket.
Oh.
So you have to go out and buy a classy wicker basket?
Yes, or just...
I don't have a classy wicker basket in my apartment. Mm.
That's number two on your checklist under rejuvenate
Kaz. Rejuvenate Kaz, buy wicker basket.
Buy classy.
Classy wicker basket.
Classy.
That's right. Obviously, let's see... throw trash away as you go. Okay.
Just sculpt it into something.
When you cook, do you cook clean or are you a sloppy cook? You're a sloppy cook?
I'm a big old sloppy cook.
Man, I clean as I go.
I can't do it. I don't have enough time.
I don't know. I can't cook. You know, there was another, my ex-wife was like you. You know, vegetable stems flying all over the place.
Well,
dirty cutting boards.
That I'll clean up, but because
pots that are dirty and...
But yeah.
And mixing bowls?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've been trying to be better about it. So when, you know, whatever's roasting or whatever, you go wash.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not that quick. I'm not that quick.
All right. How about this? Clean the bathroom. Squirt some toilet cleaner into the bowl and let it sit while you give the sink a quick scrub. Try running a paper towel with rubbing alcohol over your mirror, sink, and faucets. If you don't have rubbing alcohol, half glass of vinegar, half glass water works. Glass cleaner will make your faucets gleam. Why? Just get a bottle of Windex.
Yeah, there's all purpose now.
Windex you can use on everything. I use Windex on everything. My shoes, my collection of Kaz. Tackle the kitchen. Do you tackle the kitchen?
Not really.
No.
It's quite a mess in there.
Okay. Give the kitchen counters a quick wipe with a sponge and some baking soda. What the hell just fell? Oh, I knocked the phone off the hook.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Is it Neil Saban?
It's Neil Saban, too. Nick, it's Neil Saban. We're going to start showing Kaz in December.
They're going to start right when you get home.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
What time do you expect to be home this morning?
ASAP.
All right, 6:15, we will start showing Kaz. Oh, no, because you're on with Cochran this morning. So 6:30, we'll start showing Kaz.
Yeah.
That's right, I got my appearance with Cochran this morning at 6:20.
Whatever is on, they're just going to rip it off.
What if Cochran just played audio of Kaz?
That'd be great.
Kaz and Cochran in the morning.
That'd be a hell of a morning zoo right there. Yeah, Kaz and Cochran. One guy knew Alexander O'Neill, and the other guy hotwires cars. All right. The opening bell is coming up. Let's find out what's going on with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Have a great vacation. It sounds like you're very excited about it.
Yes.
We will miss you, obviously, but have a nice time off.
Thanks.
Coming up next on the opening bell, have you wondered with all of this switch from retail stores from brick and mortar to online if it's actually hurting commercial real estate? We have the first of a series of thought leader conversations with Associated Bank this morning, and we will talk exactly about that. Also, some good tips for you if you're thinking about sending a kid off to college or if you're a person thinking about college in the future, how you can save money and make it affordable. All coming up on the opening bell.
That's great.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
Bye. All right. All right. A couple more tips here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tidy the guest room. Do you have a guest room?
Nope. Done and done.
Done and done. Me too. I don't have a guest room either. And then finally, after you've used up all the baking soda in America,
yeah,
and you've, you know, cleaned up, collect yourself. That's what it says here.
So tidy up your
mind. It says, your guests are coming to see you, after all, not to inspect the tops of your picture frames.
Well, they might.
Give yourself a quick spritz of your favorite perfume cologne and apply some fresh deodorant. Pat yourself on the back for figuring out how to clean your house fast.
Or just have it clean already.
Put on some new deodorant. Why don't you take a shower? You just cleaned your house. You might want to take a shower.
Yeah, but the guests are coming.
That's right. Well, but you want to be there. They come to see you, not your picture frames. Right?
I guess so.
I tell you, the best invention in the world.
Yes, Mary.
Clorox wipes.
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
They save everything. Yep. Just run that through the bathroom before a guest arrives, and you're good.
I'm totally with you.
Makeup off the sink, all the hair, all you know, everything.
Yep. No, Clorox, those wipes are great.
They're the best.
And I also like the wipes, Mary. You got the regular, like, Clorox bleach wipes, and then you got the ones with, like, the scrubbing side.
Oh,
where the side has an abrasive on it.
Oh, that's good, too.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Best invention yet. And Windex.
Mary, that's right. Mary enjoys cleaning.
Mary's
right.
The cleaner.
Yeah. How's the fridge doing this morning, Mary?
You know, I'm leaving. I'm going on vacation, too, over the weekend.
Oh, you are?
Just over the weekend, Friday and Monday. So I am done with that refrigerator. There's been stuff in there for 2 weeks in beautiful Tupperware.
Yeah.
The Tupperware is awesome, and I don't want to throw it away because the Tupperware is great.
Because it's Tupperware. You can't throw away Tupperware.
You should put a note on it that says, you better clean this.
No,
I'm taking your Tupperware.
I don't even know if the person still works here.
I don't know how
long it's been there.
True. All right. Okay, Mary. Hey, Mary, have a great vacation.
Hey, you too.
Thanks very much. All right, we'll take a break. Esmeralda, I'm going to miss you.
Aww.
As I am going to miss Dan, and I am going to miss Vic, but I'll be back Monday the 16th. I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah, Monday the 16th.
We'll just watch
17th.
Kaz and think of us.
That's right. I'll watch Kaz, think of you guys, and I'll be back on the 17th. All right, we'll take a break. News is next.